No, I looked at... you remember you had a piece in The Citizen?
Oh, yeah. We looked at me.
95. That's how I spotted you coming down the street, actually. And I think you say you first saw... You've been involved for about 30-odd years, 38 years when I spoke to you on the phone. Yeah. With Roy, your husband, started...
I've been longer than that because I used to come with my father. Oh. I think I had my first season ticket when I was about 11. And that was when, who was playing then? Gordon Hudson was playing it. Yeah. And Tom Day and Digger Morris, no? That was when I was very, very young.
So who was that? That late 30s?
No, 40s.
Where did you used to stand?
Well, 40, under the clock. With my father, yeah, under the clock. Oh. That was... What is the shed now? Yeah. Everybody used to stand and what they called under the clock. Under the clock. Or as children on the tump.
Yeah.
Where a lot of children went to the tump. Like, you know, when I was sort of very young, because you could sit down on the tump and watch. Uh-huh. You know, so that was, well, I suppose not 40, on the 50 mark, you know, yeah. Like about 50, 49, so 50, 51, that much time.
You live fairly close to the ground then?
Yeah. I still do. I live off Escott Road, yeah.
Oh, okay, not far away.
Not far away,
just
no.
Walk to the ground.
Yeah, I could walk to the ground, yeah.
So, having watched the game, and then and Roy played, in those days, rugby was obviously very much an amateur sport.
Nights a week, which was either a Monday or a Tuesday night and a Thursday night, and then play. But bear in mind, I mean, with Roy, he had his own business, he was in an office, but I mean, a lot of these, like your Mickey Boos and that, were in factories. Mm. And so they were coming literally out of the factories and down here.
Straight to work.
And training.
Straight from work to training.
To training. Yeah. Same with games.
Yeah.
You know, you could be playing sort of Cardiff on a Saturday. And some of those guys were going in to work and coming up on a bike, leaving their bikes. You know, I mean, that didn't happen with Roy, but that was what happened at the time of the team.
So was that when you started getting involved in the ladies' committee and the teas and things like that?
I think it was a year before I got married. Yeah. They found then that it was costing too much for players. So it's the same sort of thing, going back 30-odd years ago. It was costing them something like £15, I think it was, a game for the meals. So they got all the committee players' wives... And they got the players' wives and the committee wives together, and they formed a committee, which I was in on the original. We had about 30, I would say at least 30 volunteers. We were split ourselves up into sections, which have four or five. So you only did a game perhaps every once a month. So we did a rota. And I think I started doing the rotas when it first started. And like I was the last to finish it. I was still doing the rotas when it finished. And that went right the way through until, how many years ago? 3 years ago. And then it got to a situation where you just couldn't get enough volunteers. The players' wives wouldn't do it.
Mm.
And that's when I took it over them for 3 years with what few was left on a sort of very low income,
yeah.
You know, where they were paying. Well, they were getting something like only £10 a shift, sometimes working all day. But I mean, it was there again. I mean, it was like more or less still voluntary, you know.
Yeah. So, like, when your typical duties say on a Saturday, and you know, you
want. We varied the meals.
But I mean, like starting, what time would you sort of get?
Well, start in the morning. Well, you'd have a leader of that four.
Yeah.
Who would do the buy-in, and then. Probably the other three would come to the ground around about 1 o'clock. But then it started getting bigger. When it was sort of England games, because we've always done the England games, county was very big in those days, mind. So therefore you get about, say, six of us, which were the leaders, together, and we start preparing then on about the Thursday, because, you know, you were into... they weren't going out to dinners, they were staying in the club.
Yeah.
You see, so it was quite big then.
Quite a lot,
quite a lot of work then, yeah.
So on Saturdays, big days you'd be working, big international days you'd start preparing about...
Buy-in.
And
then coming down Friday night, setting it all up, and probably starting about 8 o'clock in the morning. No, that was all voluntary.
Yeah. And on normal club days, on like a normal home game, you'd...
30 years ago, I would say they would come round about 1 o'clock. But by then, you see, you had... What we used to do, we used to have a sort of a store cupboard, which I used to most of the time go down to the cash and carry and get, which was, but then each, it was up to each individual leader to do what meal they wanted, with a budget, with a price, which I think was £5 originally, very, very low.
And that was all voluntary at that stage?
All voluntary. It was voluntary for 32 years.
And so you start at 11 and finish at what sort of?
They come off the ground at 4:20, wouldn't they? That was 5 past 6, or 7.
So it's really, it's a full day's work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it was, you didn't look on it as work.
I know.
It was enjoyment, like, you know. You never looked on it as, not what I never did, anyway.
So there's a lot of social.
Because, you see, you always worked it, that you would come down, you'd lay up your tables, you'd get your food prepared already, all your bread and everything like that. Then you could watch the game. Because it was over there then. You'd come out on the steps and you'd watch the game. You'd go in at half-time and get the boiler going for the tea and things like that, you know. It was, it was run well, actually.
Yeah. And the meals were obviously not going to be as complex as they are now.
No. I mean, one of the first things we did when we took it over was to buy a little portable chip so that they could have sort of gammon and chips and that sort of thing, because the players would always moan, because all they used to get on a Saturday was like beef, and they used to say it was canteen food. So we tried to change it as much as we could from the sort of the canteen food to what we could, you know.